Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, we have a lot of things to talk about in the sports world, whether it's NFL preseason football games, Mike Wilson. We can talk about that. We can obviously talk about Major League Baseball. We got the FedEx Cup and golf. We've got still the drama in the NBA. We got college football coming in hotter than hot. Dude, we are in the limelight right now, my friend. It is time to talk sports, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dorf. We do have a lot to talk about. NFL preseason, Kenny Pickett for the Pittsburgh Steelers last night looked good. Deshaun Watson's out there getting screamed at by the fans. There's just a lot of storylines going in the NFL season, but the highlight of my night last night was seeing Shohei Ohtani go yard in person. I am out here in Anaheim. Enjoying a little rest and relaxation. So took it in the Angels Twins game last night.
Yeah, you have definitely been difficult to get a hold of lately. So good to know you're in parts unknown, my friend. But amazing stuff. I even watched UFC last night. It was fantastic. All right, we got to take a break. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, will join us. We'll talk some baseball. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. I'm in Phoenix. Mike, this week? He's in Anaheim. Thank God I know where you are, brother. Jeez, this dude's elusive as all hell. It's tougher to get a hold of this guy than it is just about anybody in the world. But that's okay. I ain't mad at you, brother. By the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways if you would like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, to join us right now. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain, but I'm noticing something going on here in Major League Baseball, and that is that the New York Yankees have definitely slowed down quite a bit. The Houston Astros have picked it up a whole hell of a lot. The Dodgers have picked it up a whole hell of a lot. The New York Mets have picked it up a whole hell of a lot behind Jacob DeGrom, who doesn't look like he has missed the beat. It's absolutely unbelievable what's going on with the Mets and what's going on in New York. I'm beside myself, John, seriously.
Yeah, it's been a funny season, hasn't it? You know, we've talked all season about the Yankees and their dominance and the fact that for a long, long time they were on a pace to set a major league record by winning 122, 123, 124 games, something that has never been done before. But you take a look at their record in the last little while, and going back to June the 30th, they were 56-21. As we look at the standings this morning, they're 72-42, so you really don't need a calculator to figure out that that's not very good. They're 16-21 in that period. That's allowed a number of teams to close in on them, both in their own division, which I think is still pretty safe in terms of the Yankees winning it, but it has allowed teams like the Mets, the Dodgers, and the Astros to catch them in terms of baseball's best record. And Houston has been doing very well. I mean, Houston is in the same situation. They're 26-14 since the 1st of July. But the team that has really, really caught fire in that same period is the Dodgers. Currently on a 12-game winning streak, a 17-game lead, and they are 32-5 since the 1st of July. So you talk about teams turning it on. it's the Dodgers that have been turning it on the most, and also the Mets, as you mentioned. So it's an interesting swing that we've seen in the city of New York in the last 5 or 6 weeks. We've gone from seeing two good teams that were dominating to one team that was fortunate to have a big lead and is still holding a reasonable lead thanks to the other teams in their division. That's the Yankees division not taking advantage of the Yankees slumping, and the Mets playing really well. And the Mets answered their call as well, because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the fact that the Braves were closing in on them and were the Mets feeling some heat. And all the Mets did was take 4 out of 5 in a head-to-head series, and that's given them a 5.5-game lead. So things have changed a little bit in the last little while.
Yeah, you know, John, good morning. Hey,
good morning, Mike.
I get to see the good morning. Last night I kind of knocked a couple of things off my bucket list for this year was, one, seeing Ohtani last night play, and he hit a blast to deep center that was just unbelievable. I can tell you for sure, John, that Anaheim crowd, they show up to watch Ohtani, because as bad as a season that they've had, that place was just about full last night. A ton of Minnesota Twin fans also in the crowd. But my question is about the Twins. I mean, they had that game last night. They were up 3-0. They end up losing the game 5-3 in 11 innings. Two-run home run by Taylor Ward last night to win it in 11. But if the Twins are going to do any damage, they got to win games like this against these kind of teams, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when you compare the two central divisions. In the National League Central, we've got the Cardinals and the Brewers. That's two very good teams competing for that title. The race is just as close in the AL Central, but I think we've got two less quality teams, two mediocre teams, in my opinion, that are battling for that. We saw the Twins start out very well early on. Cleveland started out a little bit slow. Cleveland's been on a nice streak lately. They are 7-3 in their last 10, whereas the Twins are 4-6, and all of a sudden the Guardians have a game and a half lead. And I'm a little surprised at that, because I thought the Twins made some pretty good moves at the trade deadline to solidify some of the holes that they had in their lineup. And I'm a little puzzled why they have fallen off in terms of their performance over the last 10 days to 14 days. But, you know, Cleveland has been playing very well. Cleveland was here in Toronto on Friday night, here for the whole weekend, actually, but on Friday night, handled the Blue Jays very, very easily. Yesterday, the Jays won 2-1 in a classic ball game. So I think that Cleveland is probably in the same class as Minnesota. I'm just surprised that Minnesota has fallen back to the pack as much as they have the last couple of weeks.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're breaking down Major League Baseball. Hey, let me ask you this, John. We'll address the elephant in the room right now, and Fernando Tatis and what he did to his ball club, who you would have thought was gaining a bunch of momentum, right, by bringing in Juan Soto, the coveted player from the Nationals, and all of a sudden now you don't have Tatis in this lineup. He's done. And I think ultimately, you know, you're 17 games behind the Dodgers. You're definitely playing for the wild card, and I think you're okay with that. But at the end of the day, how much turmoil can a team handle?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think they've had a ton of turmoil in the last couple of weeks. It started with the big trades at the trade deadline. We talked last week about the Hader trade. I'm still not convinced that Hader's 100% healthy, because he certainly hasn't been performing to the standards that we've seen from him over the last 2 or 3 years. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, he had a very bad July. His August has been less than spectacular, so I have to wonder if there's a bit of a problem there. Then we had the big Soto trade, where essentially San Diego mortgaged the future, and when you do something like that, you're making it very clear you're in win-now mode, and if you don't win, you've got some pretty serious questions to answer. I suspect that their management was probably sitting on cloud nine when they made those deals, thinking that they had gotten as close to the Dodgers as they were at that time, without Tatis all season. They were hoping to get Tatis back. That is just like adding a player for free at the trade deadline, and that was hope. I guess they were hoping that that was going to be the boost to let them catch and perhaps pass the Dodgers. We've seen that has not been the case. I'm very surprised at Tatis. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that this was an honest mistake. But I sit here and scratch my head and wonder, in this day and age, with all the professional medical staff and consultants that Major League Baseball as a whole and teams in particular have on staff, how did somebody miss this? And why was this individual not sharp enough to check with Major League Baseball or at least his own team and find out if the medication that he was taking was in fact legit or contained a substance which he shouldn't be putting into his body? I would have thought that would have been the first question that any player would ask, but clearly that wasn't the case here.
You know, John, you know, moving forward here, we're talking about the playoffs coming up and just what teams have to do, but it's obvious that the New York Mets and Jacob DeGrom, especially DeGrom, he strikes out 10. They get the win 1-0, but at the same time, are the Mets going to be able to produce enough runs to kind of help DeGrom along? And what do you see from DeGrom moving forward since he's coming back from injury?
Well, that's probably, you know, the $64 million question. It's amazing to me that the Mets have hung in as long as they have and have got that 5.5-game lead when they've played all season without DeGrom, especially when you see how he's performed since he came back and that masterpiece he threw last night. I guess the tongue-in-cheek answer to that question is if your pitcher doesn't give up any runs, all you need to do is generate one run yourself and you're going to win the ball game. But I don't think they can count on DeGrom going out and having that kind of a night every time he takes the ball. But he certainly looked last night not like a guy that had been injured all season. He looked like a guy that had been in top form all season. So the Mets have surprised me. They haven't surprised me that they were improved over last year. They have surprised me in the way that they have dominated and that they have played good baseball. As we mentioned earlier, they withstood a push from the Atlanta Braves, who I believe at one point were within a half a game of them. They looked after that fairly quickly by taking 4 or 5 a couple of weeks ago. That has given them some breathing room again at the top of that division. But if DeGrom can go out and throw like that, or even at 70% of what he threw last night, I think the Mets are in pretty good shape. I think they can probably hold off, and maybe the Braves are looking at a wild card as well. And, what can you say about Jacob DeGrom? Here's a guy that hasn't pitched all season, and then he goes out and throws a reasonable game in his first start, and he throws a gem last night.
Yeah, guy's amazing. Let's be honest. 10 Ks, 1-0 win. But the bottom line is this. I look at the run differential, and I honestly think it's such an aberration of a stat. I'm sorry, but the Yankees are living on early part of the season, right? I think the Dodgers have poured it on as of late. They're a plus 251 or whatever it is. It's pretty remarkable, but I think you got to read into those numbers. And I want to go back to something we said last week, and I want you guys to think about this during the break, and then let's talk about it. How big is it going to be about the restrictions with COVID for teams coming into Canada during playoff time? I know I mentioned that to you last week, John, so I want to get your thoughts on the other side. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now. at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Everybody, welcome back to the party. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking Major League Baseball at this moment in time. And I did propose an idea last week about potentially what could be happening with teams that go to Toronto to play baseball during the postseason, John. Have you given that any thought?
I have. I've been thinking about it quite a bit since you raised the topic last week, and I guess my answer is it's been, if this is possible, it's been both advantageous and disadvantageous to Toronto. When a player is not eligible to enter Canada because of his vaccination status, he's moved to a temporary restricted list, and supposedly he's not supposed to be paid. I don't know whether the clubs are trusted to monitor that or whether Major League Baseball monitors it. That's really not the issue here. The issue is that teams are coming in without their full lineup. They're coming in without their top 26-man roster, and obviously that depends on who the players are. If the players are starting pitchers, the teams know their schedules ahead of time, so it's quite easy for a visiting team knowing that we're going to Toronto next week, so I want my guy to pitch Tuesday night, last game of a series before we start in Toronto on Wednesday night. The start that he would miss because of his place in the rotation being one of the Toronto games, that doesn't become an issue, and I think teams have been able to manage that. Where I think teams have been hurt is when they've fallen into two other categories, and that is a team that has had a number of players that have been ineligible to play, and in one particular case, the Kansas City Royals had to put 10 players on the temporary restricted list because they weren't vaccinated, and ironically, one of those players was Whit Merrifield, who was subsequently traded to Toronto and all of a sudden got himself vaccinated. Or You look at teams where it is some of their stars that are missing, and the Philadelphia Phillies came here. J.P. Realmuto is not vaccinated, so he wasn't able to play. Aaron Nola, one of their starting pitchers, isn't eligible, so I think he was one of the guys where they just rearranged the rotation, as I mentioned. I think the team that was hurt the most in terms of quality and stars was the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals were here for a two-game series, and they came without two guys that are probably their two best hitters and two guys that are candidates for National League MVP, and that's Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. So in the first game, Cardinals had a reasonable lead. The bullpen collapsed on them. The Blue Jays got hot. The Blue Jays won the game late. The second game, Adam Wainwright threw a gem, and the Cardinals left with a split. So it probably didn't hurt the Cardinals if they'd said they could go to Toronto without those two players in their lineup and get a split. They probably would have taken it. Kansas City won the first game of that four-game series 3-1. So, you know, with 10 AAA players in the lineup, they beat the Blue Jays 3-1. They lost the next three games, so the Jays took the series 3 out of 4. Boston is the only other team that's really been missing a key piece of their team when they've been here. They came with were not able to bring Tanner Houck with them, and I think that cost the Red Sox, because the Red Sox are not deep in pitching, and they could have used Houck in one or two of those games. So I think in some respects it's helped the Blue Jays because some of the stars haven't been here. I think it's been an advantage to the visiting team, because all of a sudden these 10 or 12 guys are coming up. They've got a chance to prove themselves. They've got a chance to start when they haven't been starting. It's their 15 minutes of fame. They take advantage of it. And, you know, in some respects, the Blue Jays have been underwhelming for most of the season. They've, to my mind, they've played much below expectations all season. And I sometimes wonder if they see a semi-AAA lineup coming in, do they take their foot off the gas pedal when they shouldn't? And, you know, if that's the case, they're not taking advantage of something that they should be taking advantage of. So at the end of the day, looking at it from a postseason standpoint, unless the Blue Jays get to the World Series, Philadelphia and St. Louis are not going to be coming here to play in the postseason. So it really comes down to American League teams. And to the best of my knowledge, I think Texas, Houston and the Yankees are the only teams to have come to Toronto and not have to have put somebody on that temporary restricted list. So the good news is that the majority of players are vaccinated. With one or two exceptions, teams have come in here and been able to replace those players. So I'm not convinced it's a huge advantage that we all thought it might be when we first looked at this at the start of the season.
John, got two questions for you. We got one with the Seattle Mariners, and you know, we don't hear too much out of Seattle much anymore, but they're in the running to get a wild card spot. How good of a story would this be for Seattle, and what would it tell you as an organization as to where the Mariners are headed? And then two, the Red Sox. What the hell are they doing? Like, it just seems to see them 16 and a half games out. I mean, they're still kind of battling for a wild card, which my son is just like, he can't believe it. He's like, my team is horrible, and they're still running for it. Well, what the heck is going on up in Boston, and what do they have to address during the winter?
Well, let's look at the Seattle situation first, because I think that's the quicker one to address. I thought they were going to be a good team based on what we saw last year. Houston is far ahead of everybody there. They're head and shoulders against the rest of the division. So Seattle's pretty solidly in second place. They're 12 games behind Houston. Texas is another 11 games behind Seattle. So I think Seattle's in a pretty safe spot. They're not going to catch Houston. Texas isn't going to catch them. I think they've built very, very well over the last few years. They had a good season last year. I was a little surprised they started so slowly this year, but then they went on that winning streak, and they've kind of kept that momentum. So I think Seattle's in a good spot, and it would be nice to see postseason baseball in Seattle after all of these years. The Red Sox are a very puzzling organization. At the end of June, I thought that this was a team that had started to turn it around. They had a great June. The month of July was terrible. The month of August to date has not been spectacular. They puzzled me at the trade deadline. I wasn't sure whether they wanted to buy or whether they wanted to sell, so they decided to do a little bit of both, and quite frankly, neither of those deals long term made a whole lot of sense to me. So I think the Red Sox have got some serious work to do over the course of the season. Are they in that spot where they think, let's just stay where we are and let's get into the postseason and maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle? That could be the worst thing that could happen, because it could, in my mind, it could give them a false sense of security as to where they are as a team. I think that's a team that needs a lot of work. The question is, do you retool it or do you tear it down and rebuild it? And, what about these guys that have the option to leave at the end of the season? And I'm thinking Bogaerts more than anybody. You start losing players of that quality, you basically have to go back and start from square one. And I just don't think that would go over very well with the Boston fans. So I think Boston ownership and management's got some pretty tough decisions to make over the course of the offseason.
Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and doing a fantastic job of it at that, to be honest with you. Great conversation today, John. I'm just going to leave this with this. This is kind of in my head. This is where my thought is right now. Look out for the Astros, okay? Because, they're just so steady and they're so good and their pitching is coming along so well. And then I think look out for the Mets. It might just be finally time for the Mets to get to the World Series and be that, like we always talk about the Yankees, right? Maybe we should start talking about the Mets a little bit moving forward, John.
Yeah, the Yankees, as we've talked, have come back a little bit. The Astros are now two games ahead of them in terms of the best record in the American League. We've talked all season about the surprise in Houston in terms of the pitching. I agree the Mets are strong, but right now I just don't think the Dodgers are about ready to give up that National League pennant to anybody. That they can continue to play. They've been playing the way they've been playing. I think the Mets are going to have a pretty tough road to beat Los Angeles. Right now, the road to the World Series goes through Los Angeles. The Mets have to keep that in mind.
Appreciate you, John. Have a great day. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Just got done with the real John Poulter talking Major League Baseball. Good stuff, as always, talking to John. Love talking to him week in and week out. I do want to talk some NFL football with you, brother. As we know, the preseason is here. It started. And I know that there's a lot of quarterbacks that we're going to be talking about. And I know that there's a lot of potential races, I guess, if you will, like for teams such as the Carolina Panthers, right? They've got your boy Sam Darnold. They got your buddy Baker Mayfield. Thoughts about that one? Let's just start right there. What did you see in Carolina? Anything?
No, I mean, the stuff going on in Carolina is to be expected. There's a quarterback competition there. I think Baker's going to be the guy. I think you don't trade for a guy and then go, hey, guess what? You're gonna sit your butt on the bench being the backup. I fully expect Baker to win that job. Sam Darnold, as much as I liked him coming out of USC a few years ago, he just hasn't shown that he belongs yet. And maybe this quarterback competition with Baker Mayfield will bring up some competitive juices in him, and he'll show us something. But until then, you know, the jury is out on Sam Darnold. He's not very good in the NFL. And so that's why, you know, Baker at least has gone to the playoffs. I mean, he hasn't won anything of substance yet, obviously. And he has off the field stuff that you and I have talked about ad nauseum. That we don't like, and that we're not, you know, big Baker Mayfield fans. But right now in Carolina, he has to be the leader going into the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, his numbers were definitely better than what Sam Darnold put up there, at least for the first game. Competitive competition, man. I think it's good to be competitive with each other. So let's take this a step further, and let's think about what Baker was able to accomplish in his first game, which wasn't all that bad, I don't think. I think it was all right, to be quite honest with you, as far as preseason, what you're looking for. Then you go to Cleveland, where they went after Deshaun Watson, and I'm not so sure I understand the whole thing of him playing right now in general when he's not going to be able to play the first six games, and you should probably be getting reps with those other guys. But hey, what do I know, right? I mean, that sounds like common sense, so what the hell do I know? But with that being said, Deshaun Watson did go 1 of 5 for 7 yards and a rating of like 39.6. So what say you about this situation in Cleveland? I talk about turmoil with John a little bit, but obviously, turmoil in Cleveland, and they actually have, like, a decent team. So this is, like, one of those things where you're going to say to yourself, can they ever figure it out? Will they be able to do this? Because personnel-wise, Mike, they really aren't that bad, bro.
No, personnel-wise, Cleveland's a good ball club. Especially on that defensive side of the ball. I mean, anytime you got Myles Garrett as your defensive end, you're going to have a shot at getting stops. But the whole Deshaun Watson playing in the preseason, he can be at practice, is just a bunch of you-know-what to me. I mean, look, this is a guy that had 25, 26 sexual assault charges against him that he has settled. You know, people that want to defend him will simply say, well, hey, nothing was proven in court, you know, all this kind of stuff. But anytime you have to pay off people, to me, kind of for their silence, is telling. And him coming out, and granted it was only one series, I believe, and he was 1 for 5, like you said, had a rating of basically 40. Nothing, you know, I didn't come away like, oh my God, like that was impressive. You know, he was 1 for 5. He overshot guys. He showed some rust. Anytime you've been out of the competitive fire in these games, these NFL games, for a year, you're going to show some rust. But for me, Deshaun shouldn't even be on the field. He shouldn't be allowed in the building at all. So, you know, Cleveland's going to have to find somebody. And you look behind Deshaun, and you got Josh Dobbs and you got Josh Rosen. Two guys that don't exactly give you a whole bunch of confidence if you're part of that dog pound up there in Cleveland. So if I was Cleveland, you know, I might be looking around to see who else could get their butts into a Cleveland uniform to back up Watson, because they don't have it right now. And you and I both know, if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you know, in this era where it's so quarterback friendly, you got nothing. So it's going to be interesting to see what Cleveland does. But, you know, Deshaun's out for at least the first 6. We'll see how the appeal from the NFL goes. But right now, if I'm a Cleveland Browns fan and you're looking at Josh Rosen, Josh Dobbs as, you know, possibly your backups or maybe your starters for the first few games, you know, get your antacid and your anxiety meds ready in Cleveland.
I just want to make you aware of something, and maybe you forgot about him, but Jacoby Brissett will wind up being their starter, and then obviously those other guys will maybe have a chance, but Jacoby Brissett's the guy in Cleveland right now, at least for the first 6 games. We'll see what winds up happening with that suspension. I have a feeling it's going to be longer. It's just the process of getting there. So I don't think there was any mistake made in how they drew up this contract. Okay. Deshaun Watson's making like nothing this season. And there's a reason for it. They're waiting for it to come. It will come. This will take place. Trust me, okay? I went on record. You went on record earlier as saying we don't think this guy's playing this season. I'm still going to hold firm. I don't think he's going to wind up playing football this season. And if he does, I will be shocked beyond shocked, okay? It's just where my head is at right now. So let's move on to a different quarterback situation. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a moment and their situation at quarterback, okay? Because, quite frankly, if their guy is Marcus Mariota, right, I think Desmond Ritter is going to get a shot sooner than later. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Oh, the quarterback situation in Atlanta is, you know, as about as fluid as flood rivers during the monsoon season. And, you know, look, yeah, I agree. Ritter's going to get a shot when Mariota is. I think he's going to be the guy to start. But, you know, look, in their preseason game, the Falcons and Ritter, he had an okay day, threw for 103 yards and had a rating of about 90 and threw a couple of touchdown passes. So, you know, we'll see what happens down in Atlanta. But once again, if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, you just better hang on, because it's going to be a bumpy ride Once you got Matty Ice out of there, and you're opening this thing up to Mariota and Ritter and whoever else they may try and get in there. But I don't hold too much confidence in Atlanta having a successful season at this point.
No, I mean, I don't think they do anything, but it's a matter of when does Desmond Ritter wind up getting the opportunity, as far as I'm concerned there. And like I said,
right,
I think it's sooner than later. Let's just be honest with that situation. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your boy Zach Wilson for a moment. They dodge a bullet, only going to be out 2 to 4 weeks, might be able to be back to start the season. But with that being said, man, here's my real big question for you. If you are a starter in this league, why are you even playing like the first game or two? I understand he's a young guy, he needs the reps, this and that and the other, but their offensive line isn't that great in the first place. Injuries are part of the game, man. And the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunity you have to potentially get in harm's way. So I'm just wondering, is it just to get a few reps? I mean, I know the guy only threw 5 passes, but was that because he got hurt? You know what I'm saying? What are they trying to do? And why are you playing your number one guy in games 1 and 2? I don't understand it. Can you explain it to me?
No, I don't know if I can explain it to you because I'm not a very smart guy. But when you are Zach Wilson, I think, coming off the season that he didn't make a lot of waves last year. It wasn't like a boom, oh my God, Zach Wilson has arrived kind of deal. I think, if you're Zach, you want to get out there and show some people that you've made some improvements in your game. And I think the Jets want to see that too. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword because you're putting your number one guy out there. You're putting him in harm's way. And when you put your starting quarterback that you've invested a lot of money in and have a lot of expectations with, this is the kind of thing that can happen. And now, New York Jet fans are just like, wow, okay, so the first month of the season, basically, we're not even really going to be in games. We're not going to have a chance, based on, who they have behind Zach. And like you said, Andy, their offensive line is not very good. So when I saw him get hurt, I'm like, well, that's not shocking, because when you have a bad offensive line, just ask Joe Burrow, you get put on your back plenty of times. And it's come back and it's bit the Jets in the backside. So, there's pros and cons to this. Starting your number one guy, I get it. I would tend to be the person, let him get out there, let him get some reps for like a series, and then just yank his butt out of there and put in, Joe Average Schmo from Cincinnati in there. So we'll see what happens, but it's a tough call. But I can understand the reasoning with Zach being out there and wanting to get some reps. The guys that I don't think need reps are the A-Rods, the Mahomes, those kind of guys. They don't need reps at all.
I'll tell you who else doesn't need reps, Mike Wilson. And they're in the same category, and that's Mac Jones, who plays for the Patriots. They're not putting him out there in harm's way, okay? And yes, they had different seasons. I get it. I understand it. But that's your quarterback, man. Protect the dude. We got to take a break. My quarterback is Mike Wilson. I'm going to protect him on the way out. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us and we can rap about what's going on in your world, our world, the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, I don't know if you did or you didn't, because I know you were watching a baseball game, but I did check out the UFC from Saturday night, and I'll tell you what, my friend, it did not disappoint me. Vera Cruz in that there was a co-main event, and they were the headliner of it. And this Vera guy winds up catching him with a kick right across the bridge of the nose, dude. That thing broke immediately on impact. The guy gets knocked out, like, for a split second. Action was definitely in the building. That's all I'm going to say. Like, every one of those fights, Mike, they were fantastic. Did you catch any of the action? Yes, no, highlights, anything?
I caught nothing of the UFC, but it doesn't surprise me that each one of those fights was probably pretty entertaining. I mean, it's the ultimate gladiator sport, really. I mean, boxing, yeah, it's great, you know, and I love watching boxing, but at the end of the day, I mean, UFC is just, I mean, that's literally hand-to-hand combat. And by what you said, if he caught it right across the bridge of the nose, people like you and me, we'd be out permanently. I mean, that's,
oh,
that's
you sure. Got to see that one, dude. Check it out. Look it up. Just go video that one. Look it up on YouTube right now. Bottom line is this. Dana White knows what the heck he's doing, bro. Guys get paid what they get paid, and they're going to live and deal with it. The structure that they have is fantastic. We got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania State Police say a man plowed his vehicle into people at a charity event Saturday night, then drove to a neighboring county near Scranton where he attacked a woman, killing her. Overall, two people died in the rampage. 17 were injured.
It's very unfortunate that this happened, and we want to compile all pieces to put this investigation together and do it thoroughly and as accurate as possibly be. This is a complete tragedy.
Trooper Anthony Petrosky with the Pennsylvania State Police. At least 40 people are dead in Egypt after a fire broke out at a church during Sunday service. Officials in Cairo adding that dozens of others were injured by the smoke and flames. Egypt's Interior Ministry saying the fire was caused by an electrical failure in the church's air conditioning unit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After numerous lawsuits, Johnson & Johnson is making changes to a popular item.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. The pharma giant insists, and medical research also indicates, that talc baby powder is safe and doesn't cause cancer. The talc-based powder was already pulled from shelves in the U.S. and Canada a couple of years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A U.N. chartered ship carrying wheat is preparing to depart Ukraine for Africa soon. It will be the first humanitarian food aid cargo to reach Africa since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February. Grain exports have been stalled for 5 months, creating a food shortage crisis in parts of the world. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Drivers preparing for the start of the work week will see prices at the gas pump dropping again Sunday. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular has dropped a penny to $3.95 a gallon. Drivers in Hawaii and California are still feeling the brunt of the highest prices, with the averages in those two states sitting at $5.36. Texas has the lowest average at $3.46 a gallon. This, as Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says, we're not out of the woods for high gas prices, especially since we're in the height of hurricane season.
We're not in the clear yet. The peak of hurricane season starts in mid to late August, and I think my anxiety is going to be pretty elevated, because if we see any major storm, I would say a Category 3 or stronger, targeting an area between New Orleans and Houston, buckle up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Japan next month to attend former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral. The trip would mark Harris's first trip to Japan as vice president. Abe was assassinated last month as he was speaking at a campaign event. NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for the Federated Auto Parts 400, the race set to take place in Richmond at just after 3 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your healthcare visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfont Sports there. Speaking of real, doesn't get much realer than NFL preseason, baby, because then we know that the NFL season is right around the corner. Before that, if I'm not mistaken, we'll have college football. I know that's Mike Wilson's wheelhouse. I know he loves that stuff, along with college baseball, because he's an Oregon State Beaver, and it's easy to like when your baseball team is always good. So, hey, I get you there, my friend. I ain't mad at you. But bottom line is, brother, if you can't tell, I am jacked up as all hell to talk sports with you, my friend. So let's get after it, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get after it because, you know, we went through a few things in the NFL. We need to get through a lot more in the NFL because there's a ton more to talk about. I know that people want to talk about the Steelers and Kenny Pickett. Like, you know, there's a ton of stuff going on. And college football, like you said, is right around the corner. It's going to be an interesting next couple of years in the Pac-12 for sure since the Trojans and Bruins are heading out of town.
Yeah, cash rules everything around me. Dollar bills, y'all. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty, my people. Welcome back into the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. He's Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, you mentioned it before we went to break. So I know that it's near and dear to your heart. So let's go there, man. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's talk about what's happening there. And Kenny Pickett getting an opportunity, obviously. 13 of 15, 95 yards, two touchdowns. More importantly, no interceptions and a very, very solid rating of 132.6. Mason Rudolph, in all honesty, didn't look too bad himself. 9 of 15, 93. He has the one touchdown, 100.1 rating. And then good old Mitch Trubisky, who they went after to bring in here to man the fort for him while they can figure things out and probably groom this Kenny Pickett kid to eventually take over. But you never know when that's going to happen. It could happen sooner than later. May happen later than sooner. Who the hell knows? We don't know, man. It's the NFL. Stands for not for long, if you didn't know. Anyways, Mitch Trubisky, 4 of 7, 63. He has a touchdown, and he goes for 126.8. I think Trubisky's going to win this job, okay, dude? At the end of the day, it's his to lose. But Kenny Pickett, man, I'm sorry, bro. Showing the command that he showed, moving the offense, taking his unit down the field, it is impressive, Mike Wilson. I don't care if it's preseason. I don't care if it's vanilla defense. I don't care, man. And here's the difference for a guy like Kenny Pickett, okay? He's going into a very familiar place. There is nothing uncomfortable for this kid. right? Like, that's where he played his college ball. He's playing his NFL ball in the same place, man. Like, I don't think there's a better situation. So I think Kenny Pickett gets a shot. I just don't know when. And I do know something about Mike Tomlin. I think this guy is one of the best coaches I've ever seen in the NFL. He gets more out of less than most people do, okay? So with that being said, somehow, some way, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be competitive, Mike, and I don't care who the hell the quarterback is. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you hit the nail on both heads here talking about Tomlin. Tomlin is one of the best coaches that I've ever seen and one of the best coaches in the NFL right now. Look, he hasn't had a losing season since he's been in Pittsburgh. And some of the reason, look, he's had some pretty damn good talent in Pittsburgh. He had Big Ben for 15, 16 years or whatever it was. He's had Antonio Brown there, Le'Veon Bell. I mean, they've had a stable receivers come through there. Juju Smith, who's now Kansas City Chief, was there. He had success in Pittsburgh. And I think you can kind of correlate that to the type of season that Trubisky can have, that Mitch Trubisky can have, because I think he's going to get a lot better coaching in Pittsburgh than he ever did in Chicago. And granted, you know, he was in Buffalo, but let's face it, when you go to Buffalo, you're sitting behind Josh Allen. And now he's, you know, he's given the reins again. And I agree, it's Trubisky's job to lose, but Pickett, you know, last night, like you said, moving the team up and down the field, he was very efficient. His rating was basically 133. That's a good, solid opening for a rookie quarterback. And you're exactly right. He played at the University of Pittsburgh. University of Pittsburgh plays in the same stadium as the Steelers. The surroundings, as far as home games for Kenny Pickett, it's not going to be too big for him, because he's used to it. He's the local kid. The fans love him. The fans want to see him play. And I tend to think, I think Pickett's going to be given a shot about halfway through the year with Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's going to be competitive. Like, if people are sleeping on Pittsburgh, then you're sleeping on Mike Tomlin. And you don't want to sleep on Mike Tomlin, because he'll come back and he'll bite you in the backside big time with wins. So we'll see what happens, you know. But look, you look at the other side of the coin, you know, Pittsburgh played Seattle. What the hell is Seattle going to do? They got Drew Lock and they got Geno Smith. You know, I'm surprised they haven't, you know, they haven't been on the phone to try and get, you know, a Baker Mayfield before he was, you know, before he was traded and everything. So
Jimmy G.
Yeah. The only thing with that is I don't think the Niners are going to pull a trade with an in-division rival. Like, I think that's one thing that people don't exactly talk about too much. Why would you give a quality QB to an in-division rival that can come back and bite you in the backside twice a year right now? So, and that's another story. We could go all day with the whole Jimmy G saga, but in Pittsburgh, they got a glimpse of the future in Kenny Pickett last night. And, you know, granted, it's preseason. Granted, it's his first game, vanilla defense, the whole thing. But he looked good was the bottom line. He looked like he belonged.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is this. It's a long season, and we know how big of a role injuries play. I got news for you, man. Look, I know that, you know, Trey Lance is the guy that they're wanting there in San Francisco. But sometimes, like, you got to realize the grass is not always greener on the other side. But
right.
With that being said, Trey Lance goes 4 of 5. He has 92 yards. He has the touchdown. He had that 76-yard play against my Green Bay Packers. So if you take away the one big play, you know, what did he really do? And his passer rating of 158.3 looks absolutely remarkable. But again, you know, we're talking about one series, right? Like, so Right. Once you get a rhythm on some guy, you learn his tendencies a little bit. I think things are a lot more challenging, a lot more difficult for that individual. And I just question, you know, Trey Lance, where has this guy come from, you know, and what kind of talent is he going up against when he was playing? And, you know, we make a lot of comparisons, you know, for Deshaun Watson, like he hasn't been on the field that much. Right. And right. We don't know if he should be on the field. Trey Lance hasn't been on the field for different reasons. Right. And I'm not so sure that he should be on the field over Jimmy G. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there's so much craziness in this world, man. And it's always like, we got to do better. We got to do better. Sometimes, like, what's right in front of you might actually be the best option. And in a weird way, does San Francisco know that Trey Lance is going to wind up getting hurt this year and they better hang on to Jimmy G? Do you get what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, I have been of that mindset for a long time. And, you know, you and I talk about this almost every week in terms of Jimmy G. When you think about what Jimmy G has done for that organization, he comes in kind of heralded being the backup to Tom Brady in New England, the whole thing. And he spent a season with a torn Achilles. You know, he didn't have that season, but he got him to the Super Bowl. He gets in the NFC Championship games. He wins games. I mean, the percentage of wins that they have with Jimmy G when Jimmy G's been under center for the San Francisco 49ers is unbelievable. And I think sometimes, and you'll understand this, like some people just want to speak things into existence. And I think that is the thing with Trey Lance. People just, you know, they see the talent. And let's not make no mistake, he has talent. But sometimes slow and steady wins the race. You know what I'm saying? And Jimmy G has shown that. I wouldn't be giving up Jimmy G anytime soon because Trey Lance will get hurt. He will get his chops busted at some point.
Here's what I know. The Green Bay Packers better hope and pray that Aaron Rodgers can play every single snap because we still have no backup quarterback, baby. Anyways, we got to take a break. That's Mike Wilson. He's in Anaheim, California this week. I'm in Phoenix, AZ, like always, holding things down, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That guy on the other side is Mike Wilson. This guy right here, Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you would like. Holler, please, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, my friend, you were telling me during the break via text that you have a question for me, so break it on me, bro. Break it.
Well, look, I mean, before we went to break, to me, it kind of sounded like a veiled kind of backhanded thing at Jordan Love. With, you know what? A-Rod better be playing every down for my Green Bay Packers. What are you not seeing out of Jordan Love right now that just makes you not exactly shaking your boots, but has you concerned, you know, if A-Rod does go down?
Well, quite frankly, Mike, in general, you know, I think that Jordan Love will probably wind up being okay. But again, man, like, come on, dude. You know, we've had Brett Favre. We've had Aaron Rodgers, right, consecutively. And I'm sorry, but we're a little spoiled, right? Like, these guys are great. They're some of the best to ever play the game. So a youngster like Jordan Love coming in to fill those kinds of shoes, it's a daunting task. Like, let's just be honest and let's be totally serious about this. Not too many guys can fill those shoes all that well. Let's be truthful here. But with that being said, you're given an opportunity of a lifetime, like, for crying out loud. You're living out your childhood frickin' dream, okay? So at a certain point, it's time to shine. It's time to rise above whatever the hell is going on. And, dude, this guy threw a total of 24 passes, right? He completed 13 of them, just a touch over 50%. And an average of 7.3 yards. Here's the number that concerns me, okay? Are you ready? Three interceptions. All right. Three interceptions to two touchdowns. That there's something wrong with that equation, Mike Wilson, okay? So I feel like he has a problem finding the right guy. He reminds me of a dude that, quite frankly, was one of the Packers' favorite guys to go up against week in and week out. And I hate to go at you with this, because I know you love these teams from this town. But he reminds me of Jay Cutler in a lot of ways, man. He can't find the right dude, okay? So are there some serious reasons for concern about the future of the Green Bay Packers in the quarterback position? Damn right, my friend. Damn right.
No, I would have to agree. You take a look at his stats, and like you said, it's barely over 50%. 13-24, 176. His rating was a kind of a paltry 66. And like you said, I mean, at the end of the day, quarterbacks are judged on a couple of things. One, did you win the game or not? Did you put your team in a position to win the game or not? Two, did you not turn the ball over, or did you turn the ball over? When you have more turnovers than you have touchdown passes as an NFL quarterback, and like we've been saying today, we're not really concerned that it's preseason or not. Just show us that you're making progress and, you know, you can get some reps and you look like you kind of belong. Jordan Love still looks like he doesn't belong just yet. I mean, he's going to be okay. But like you said, you guys up there in Wisconsin have been spoiled beyond belief going from Brett Favre to A-Rod. And then, you know, it's kind of like you're looking the future right in the face with Jordan Love, and you're like, this could be a bit sketchy. I mean, trust me, being a Miami Dolphins fan, we were spoiled for 15 years with Dan Marino. We haven't recovered yet, even though we have Tua, you know, because not everybody's sold on Tua. I'm not sold on Tua. So, you know, when you get spoiled by Hall of Fame play at the quarterback position for your team for so many years, especially in Green Bay, yeah, you can call into question, is Jordan Love the guy, or is he ever going to be the guy for our team? And do we need to go out, you know, once A-Rod's done and figure something out in terms of, you know, training for somebody or getting, you know, a kid out of college that's just, you know, off the charts good. So it's one of those things that your Packers are staring in the face of a little bit, and I can certainly understand the worry in a lot of Chiefs' heads.
Look, the bottom line is this, okay? The defense, I think, is a lot better than it's been in the past. They went out and they got the guy from the Raiders. His name is escaping me right now, but the really, really solid special teams coach, which has been a major issue for the Packers in the past few years, especially come playoff time. They always have a blunder of some sort in that variety. So I think that they've done some things to help so that the offense doesn't always have to come from behind and be the difference maker. Like, I actually think the defense can be the difference maker for the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know the last time I was able to say that, maybe 2010 or somewhere along those lines, because that's the last time I can remember that the Green Bay Packers were winning Super Bowls. So the bottom line is this, man, it's a very, very difficult task to know that the end is coming with Aaron Rodgers, and that the future is Jordan Love or somebody else. Okay. Like that's I think is what is more scary than anything, Mike, because we've had 25 years of greatness and we've only had a couple championships to celebrate with that greatness. Right. Because there's been Tom Brady and other people in the way along this path. So there's so much that has to go right, okay? Like, I'm sorry, but there's so much that has to go right for you to put together that magical season and that magical journey of getting to somewhere that 30 other teams are trying to get to, okay? Like, it's just not that easy, for crying out loud. But with that being said, there are certain things that you can do to help yourself more often than not. And I think they need to have a lot better quarterback play moving forward after Aaron Rodgers is no longer here. That's the truth, Mike.
Right. No, it is the truth. And, you know, you talk about, you know, being used to greatness and stuff, and I'm going to kind of segue to something else here on you. The Arizona Cardinals and the Cincinnati Bengals played. And so do we, you know, look, Kyler Murray didn't play. Joey B was not going to play. He's not going to play the whole preseason because he's been recovering from an appendectomy. You know, what do we take away from the Cincinnati-Arizona game, or do we just kind of chalk that up like, look, we don't know exactly what we're going to get out of those two teams because they didn't have their starting quarterback in. You know, Arizona has a lot of stuff going on here. They're not going to have D-Hop for like, what, 8 games, something like that. and Kyler, the whole, you know, everybody still kind of jokes about, is he putting in the time? Is he watching the film? Is he in study hall? That kind of thing, which I think is going to, you know, kind of hinder them a little bit, only because anytime Arizona loses or Kyler has a bad game, you know that's going to be the question that comes up. But what can we take from Arizona and Cincinnati?
Here's what you can take. They gave Kyler the opportunity to help out with the play calling. And I think along the lines of your question about, is he studying? Is he putting in the time? Is he doing the lab work, if you will, right? I think that they're giving him every opportunity to show everybody that he's a student of the game. And I think what happened with that whole press conference and the whole contract and everything, I think it just kind of put everything in perspective. And to realize that at the end of the day, man, this is a profession that you have constantly got to be working at getting better at your craft. Okay. Like, to me, it was just one of those hard, tough conversations that you have to have with like your kids growing up, right? Like, you got to tell them the do's and the don'ts. And unfortunately, it came out in the public, and what do? We react, we overreact, right? We have that Monday morning quarterback nonsense, right? Like, we overreact to almost everything that we see or everything that we hear and everything that we discuss. So I guess to me, Mike, at the end of the day, when I think about this, I think they treated him as if he was a child. I think they belittled him to a certain degree and made him realize that this is a team sport and you're only as good as the last pass you threw, the last completion, the last touchdown, and just get back to home and remember what got you here. And yes, a lot of talent got him here. But at the end of the day, man, put in the work and be a team player. We got to take a break. Speaking of being a team player, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hitting home runs out of the park, just like that guy, Aaron Judge, is my boy, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. If you'd like, you can holler 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. I don't know if you've been checking things out around the NBA as much as I have lately, Mike Wilson, but so much nonsense, so much drama going on between KD, LeBron, Kyrie, even the situation there in Philadelphia with the tampering and all that stuff, and just all kinds of nonsense and craziness and chaos. Donovan Mitchell may be on the move. Have you heard any recent lately news about LeBron James and potentially him getting out of L.A.? Have you heard about any of that stuff?
I've heard bits and pieces that, you know, about him leaving or possibly leaving. I don't see it. Look, his off-the-court ideas or just what he's involved with off-the-court, it's all in L.A. Now, granted, he can do all that stuff from wherever he's at because he's that kind of athlete and he has that kind of wealth. And, you know, it allows him to do a lot of things that the rest of us scrubs don't have a chance to do. So, you know, the one thing about LeBron that I know is we're never going to be at a loss of what to talk about with LeBron, because it always seems like drama follows LeBron wherever he's at. It doesn't matter what's going on. So we'll see what happens with LeBron and the Lakers. Personally, I think they need to get rid of, I mean, they got to get Westbrook out of there. I don't think he works with a guy like LeBron. But you know, the one thing that I do know is that I saw the NBA that kind of warmed my heart was Bill Russell's number being retired throughout the league. That was a no-brainer to me, and to see a Celtic number retired in on the property of the Los Angeles Lakers is also a little rich to me too. I'm kind of enjoying that. You know, retiring Russell's number was the right thing to do.
Oh, 1,000%, a much larger than life figure, and a lot more than basketball. Civil rights, yep. just so important to the growth of this country, to be honest with you. So, absolutely the right thing to do. Okay, let me ask you this. Kevin Durant has tried to. Okay, let's just go through this for a quick second. Okay, you think about OKC those days when he had Russ and he had James, okay? And you think about where they got to at their young age. It started back then for me, okay? Like I'm trying to make a point here. They were so close in OKC. If you remember, they got to the finals, okay? They got to the finals, man. And I honestly believe in my heart of all hearts that those three guys, if they would have stayed in Oklahoma City, they would have gotten it done. They would have gotten it done. And here's the reason why. If you think about it, rationally, they were on the brink of being a super team because they had those three guys together. But what happened? Egos got in the way, and everybody wanted to be an alpha. Okay, well, alpha. They all wanted to be the alpha too, right? Like, they all wanted to be the guy. Okay, but what actually wound up happening, man? Dude, KD left to go to Golden State, where he wasn't gonna be the guy. He was gonna be one of the guys, and yes, he had a nice large role in what they did. Don't get me wrong, but my point is this, dude. OKC had this. OKC had this thing before it was even a thing. Before LeBron James went to Miami and paired up with Chris Bosh and D-Wade to form a super team. Dude, the Oklahoma City Thunder had that. And they were too freaking stupid to realize what they had right there in front of them. And yes, I'm saying stupid because you know what, bro? It irritates the living daylights out of me. If you can't tell, I'm getting heated because, dude, it was all right in front of them. They didn't have to go anywhere, Mike. They didn't need to go anywhere. All they had to do is get their stupid heads together and say, look, one day you can be the alpha. The next day I'll be the alpha. And you know what? On the third day I'll be the alpha. Because you know what? We're really good together. And we're on the brink of doing something really, really special. Egos got in the way, man. Oklahoma City had the dream team. They had a super team before a super team became a thing. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. Look, when you're these young NBA guys, you think you're the guy regardless. And when you're young and dumb, like you said, they're being stupid, egos get in the way. And if you are an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, you have to be thinking the same thing the last 10 years. You know, Harden's out of there, Westbrook, you know, left, and we all know what KD did. But they were young and dumb, and they let their egos get the best of them, which is unfortunate because, like you said, that was a big three that would have been around for a long time, and the amount of winning that they were doing, it wasn't like they were young and they didn't know what they were doing out on the court. They were young and getting wins and getting playoff wins and the whole thing. They just had to do a little bit more melting of the pot, so to speak, in terms of, you know, getting old, getting a little older, being in different situations together, realizing, all right, like you said, Andy, tonight KD's going to be the guy, or the next night it was Westbrook, and the next night after that could be Harden, or a combination of the two. Egos and being young can have great results sometimes, and they can just tear a team apart and an organization apart. And, you know, the three of those guys gone, OKC's really never been the same since.
Bottom line is this. Guys would have wanted to go and play in OKC and join them. Like, it's mind-boggling. Okay, so now let's fast forward to where we're at today, okay? Because we've been through the nonsense and the BS of Golden State, and we've been through the nonsense and the BS of OKC. Now let's bring you to present day, people, okay? Like, come on, man. Here's what I'm trying to get through to everybody. This guy is not worth the trouble of dealing with the headaches that you're going to have to deal with this guy. That's what my point is. Okay, so now let's bring it to today, where we're at now, and the guy begs and asks for demands a trade on June 30th, right? And then July 1st, he receives a frickin' check from from Brooklyn. Like, come on, man. There's something fundamentally wrong with that. I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with that. The guy doesn't want anything to do with you, but yet he'll take your freaking money. Okay, so there's that. And then 2 weeks later, well, you know what? He's not getting his way, and he's crying, and he's bitching, and he's moaning, and this and that and the other, right? Like, he's not getting his way. So what does he do? Now he says, well, it's either me or it's Marks, and it's Steve Nash that have to go. Like, who in the frick does this guy think he is? And when is somebody besides me, Andy Dorf, going to say, look, this guy is absolutely a disaster, and he's not worth the problems that you're going to have to deal with once you get him. And you know what you're also going to do? You're going to give away your whole freaking team for that guy. Like, who in their right mind wants this, Mike? Please tell me, who wants this?
I don't know if anybody wants it anymore because, like you said, it's becoming such a distraction for KD, for the Brooklyn organization, and what they think they're going to get back in terms of talent, you know, by giving up Kevin Durant. I certainly as hell don't want the Boston Celtics to give up Jaylen Brown or Marcus Smart. Or, you know, there was rumors that, you know, Time Lord, their nice center, Robert Williams, was going to be asked for. And I'm like, no, you keep your hands off all three of those guys. And I don't want the headache. And I think a lot of teams are starting to realize, you know what, I don't want the headache. We don't need this headache as an organization. And look, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant has 4 years left on that contract. That's a hell of a lot of money to be paying a guy in his
mid-30s. It's all guaranteed, too. It's all guaranteed, too. Crazy.
Yeah. So that, I mean, talk about luxury tax. That's what you're looking at if you're going to be putting KD on your team. And if I'm the owner, like, you have to be very upfront with KD. It's like, look, I'm the owner. I own this team. I make the call. I call the shots. You don't get to call the shots. You got 4 years left on your contract. Honor the damn contract. But you don't get to choose who I want as a GM. You don't get to pick who I want as a coach. And does Steve Nash have limitations? Yeah, should Steve Nash gotten that job? Probably not. But he's the coach.
Yeah. But hold on, Mike. Hold on. At the end of the day, Kevin Durant signed off on every single thing that we're discussing right now in the first place. Yep. He wanted Steve Nash. He wanted Brooklyn. He wanted Kyrie. Right. He wanted all of this, man. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but he got everything that he wanted, and it just didn't work out. It fell flat in their faces, okay? And here's how I'm going to end this conversation with you, my friend, because I think it's extremely important when we talk about the nonsense and the BS and the garbage that we see in sports today, to remember that there are good people, and to remember that there are guys that are loyal, and to remember that there are guys that will do anything to stay in their city. And if you don't know by now, my friend, yes, I'm talking about the greatest player in the world right now. And I'm talking about my guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who wanted to stay in Milwaukee, wanted to do things the right way. And you know what? That's a superstar that you and myself can look up to, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. Giannis is the superstar that you or I or any kid could look up to. He's very gracious with the fans. He does things the right way. He said he wants to win in Milwaukee. He's already won in Milwaukee. He wants to continue to win in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee Buck fans have embraced him. You know, does he have some stuff that he needs to get better at? Yeah, they all do. But Giannis, to me, is right now, he's the best player in the NBA. He may not be the face of the NBA because LeBron is still around, but he is by far the best player in the National Basketball Association.
And he may be one of the most appreciative human beings of all time about what he's receiving and what he's doing in this world and what his purpose is at the end of the day, man. He is a special, special dude, and I am glad he is part of the Milwaukee Bucks. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Always get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of that stuff, Mike, we got to start getting proactive once again because, you know what, it's that time of the year when the Facebook page can get pretty active. So you and I are going to have to start coming up with stuff on a weekly basis to get people back in the swing of things. So anyways, parting shot time, you are up.
This is not exactly a parting shot, but it is a complaint that I have with Deshaun Watson. Last night, for the first time, he publicly apologized to the women, saying that he's truly sorry to the women that he's impacted in this situation. But before that, he had said he had no regrets. So what is it, Deshaun? Are you truly sorry? Do you have no regrets? You need to keep your butt out of the league. I'm sorry. To me, Deshaun Watson is just done. He should be done.
Well, at least for a year, at least what they were seeking. Okay, so my parting shot, in a way, I'm piggybacking you. However, I'm going to think about the good and the positive of all this stuff. And at the end of the day, man, get your popcorn. Get ready, people. The NFL season is literally right around the corner. September can't come soon enough. College football, I'm telling you what, just buckle up, get ready. It's going to be an unbelievable season with all kinds of twists and turns. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.